Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Everything Changes in the Future. Each of my guests will give us his or her perspective of how everything changes. My first guest is a serial entrepreneur who's faced almost every situation a person can face in business. We'll learn from his battle scars contained in his book, Future Proofing Your Business. My second guest is a futurist who's developed a unique system of predicting the future that yields uncanny results. We'll talk about the U.S.-China relationship and other future predictions from his book, The Template of Time. My third guest nearly gave up on her singing career until a phone call landed her an audition to be the singer for Dancing with the Stars. From there, her career has skyrocketed. We'll discuss her latest CD, appropriately named Everything Changes. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Troy Hazard has experienced and survived most business situations in the world, from massive financial loss to stunning success. Troy is considered an entrepreneurial genius who founded and nurtured 10 businesses over 2 decades. He has been a few days away from bankruptcy, he's turned around businesses that were making enormous losses, and he's consulted to countless successful companies. Troy's business talents earned him the international respect, so much so that he was elected to the world's foremost business leaders for the role of global president of the Entrepreneurs Organization, a role he says was one of his greatest challenges. Troy's lessons from the edge are contained in his latest book, Future Proofing Your Business, Real Life Strategies to Prepare Your Business for Tomorrow, Today. Joining us from Southern California. Hi, Troy. How are you today?
G'day, Billy. How are you going?
Well, I am doing great, and good day to you. I love people from down under. I personally worked down under for about 18 months for Shell Metals, so glad to have you on the show. Listen, your claim to fame is predicting potential business issues before they actually happen, hence the title of your book, Future Proofing. Mm-hmm. And you say only two things shape the future in your view. They are truth and fear. So explain how these two choices in business really and how they impact business today.
Well, it's more than even business, I think. I think it's the market in general. You know, the stock market is essentially run on fear or greed, and the truth and reality of a position or the position that you make up relative to what you want to feel at that particular time and place. Business is not much different to that. I think we oftentimes get caught up in the illusion of business, the illusion that it's going to be okay, that nothing's going to change, that, you know, we're having a good day, it's going to be a good day forever. And that's not real. I mean, it can't possibly remain static for, you know, eternity. Business has to change and evolve as life does. And I think the second part of that, the fear aspect of it is that we tend to retreat in times of pain and economic doom and gloom and economic obstacle, and not really make the smart decisions because they're all fear-based decisions. They're not based on the confidence that we should have in business moving forward if we're looking forward to trading our way out of a potential problem.
All right, Troy. Now, in your last answer, you talked that business runs in cycles, that we should never expect things to be the same forever. Mm-hmm. Understanding the cycles is how you get prepared for the future. So we're coming out of what people are terming the Great Recession, which was a major downturn in the business cycle worldwide.
Yeah.
Business pundits have sort of likened that to the Great Depression. Now, I'm going to ask you a little bit of politics, a little bit of business here, because recently the Federal Reserve Bank actions, in fact, may be counterproductive and actually end up lengthening this recession rather than shortening it, sort of similar to 1937 when the Great Depression got a little bit worse there. So if business goes in cycles and if Great Depression's the model, first, are we looking at the Federal Reserve action with fear or with truth? And second, how can we future-proof our business in light of these recent developments by the Fed?
Here's a bit of a different spin on that for you. If you look back in time, back to the Great Depression in the 30s, everything happens in cycles in a 7 to 10 year cycle. And there's been some very significant financial shifts in the market here in the United States over that period of time. Many of them we just didn't notice. And here's the thing I think that's driving at the moment. In this particular instance, in the last 2 or 3 years, we've got a lot more media and a lot more social media driving the discussion. And as that heightens people's awareness, so too does it heighten the fear in the market and also the opportunity for people to be a little bit more conservative with their money, a little bit more afraid of what the future might bring. I don't believe that it's so much better or worse than it might have been in the Great Depression, or that it's any different to what we saw in the 80s with the stock market crash or any other correction we've had. I just think it's a different way or a different interpretation of the same financial shifts that we've been through before. We're just noticing it more because there's more media driving it.
All right. Well, that's a very interesting perspective. I like the fact that the social media is just driving more discussion and hence more fear out of that. So that's a wonderful perspective to take into this. Now, to future-proof your business, according to you, it takes about 5 steps. Let's review them. You need to take responsibility. I love it. I'm all about that. Review yourself. Do a reality check. Also, create rhythm and lead the revolution. So let's dive into each of these one by one, starting with my favorite, take responsibility. And that's really where you break down this truth and reality versus fear and greed. So one of the things that I took away from that section, though, which was not part of the main thrust, was you need to take time to make it easier. I'm guilty of not doing this. Explain what you mean that you need to make time to make it easier.
I think, particularly in a business environment, everyone gets up and they pedal so hard all day. If they've had a bit of an interesting time in the last few years where sales might be down or business might be a bit tougher, the simple solution the entrepreneur has to that is to go harder, work harder, and get as many sales going as we can and try and drive the business. They rarely stop and take a look at what got them there in the first place to try and prevent that happening again. And that's a bit of an introspective look. So for me, going back 15 years ago, when I had a moment in time where I lost $1 million, I could have sat there and gone, just go and sell more stuff, Troy. That's going to trade your way out of it. But instead, I chose to sit down and go, well, how did you get the business here, and how are you never going to find yourself here again? Because essentially, it wasn't the economy that got you here. It wasn't your clients going broke that got you here. You led the business to this position. And I think that's key to everybody right now. The economy did not put your business in this position in 2008 and 2009. You put it there because you weren't watching the market. You weren't watching the cycle. So as a business leader, blame yourself first. Take responsibility for it first and look introspectively as to how you're going to monitor that in the future and not find yourself back in that position again.
I think that is good advice. My guest is Troy Hazard. We're talking about future-proofing your business. And Troy, then in addition to taking responsibility, you then have to sit down and review yourself. Very hard for some people, including me, to do. But I love the quote that you have in this section. If you don't know what your business looks like when it's finished, your journey may never end. And boy, I see a lot of business people on that treadmill. Talk to me about that. What do you mean by that, and how do you prevent that from happening?
Well, we've all heard the saying, start with the end in mind. And I think in business, people start thinking that the end is to make a lot of money and provide those two favorite words of mine, financial freedom. And I think that's a fallacy. Like, you're never free. you've always got to have some sort of commitment in life to keep yourself moving forward. For me, it was the personal review was saying, well, why am I getting out of bed every day? What's really driving me? Do I actually run my business, or does it run me? And if I don't know what my business looks like when it's finished, if I don't know what it looks like when I'm getting out of it, when I maybe sell it or give it to the kids or, you know, do a management buyout or something, then the journey will never end, and I'll be married to this thing for the rest of my natural life, and it'll be a bad marriage because I've forgotten what really drives me, what's my real purpose in life and what I'm excited about. I've forgotten what I want to be when I grow up. And so, a long time ago, I had a long look at myself and said, well, you're just going to work because more equals more, and that's not the right way to do it. You've got to find a purpose for going to drive these businesses, and then they might become a bit easier. And, in fact, they did.
All right. Now, let me ask you, Troy, and dig a little bit deeper into this point. What if you do that introspection, you review yourself, and you realize that you don't have that overriding purpose? What do you do then, particularly in this market? Are you saying chuck it all and then go find your purpose and start something new?
No, clearly there's got to be a bit of common sense that comes with it. You've got to, stronger minds prevail. But I think it's not an easy process. For me, I spent many months sitting back and having a look at what really drove me, what was important to me, and why I really, did things or thought that I had a purpose for different things. And sure, some people aren't going to find it that easily. But I suppose what I'm really asking everyone to do is to think a bit more laterally as to why they're in business, why they've got the job they've got, why they have the career they've got. And then if they're not entirely happy with that, then seek to at least set a path forward to try and make some adjustments to that in the future, or they're going to wake up in 5 years' time doing exactly the same thing.
All right. My guest is Troy Hazard, author of the book Future Proofing Your Business, Real Life Strategies to Prepare Your Business for Tomorrow, Today. And that brings us to the reality check portion of your book, which I thought was perhaps the best section of the book. And that starts out with being humble, being receptive to learning. What do you mean about that? We hear the term lifelong learning all the time. What exactly does that mean to you, Troy?
Well, I think we all try and learn. I think we all convince ourselves that we're learning or that we're always continually trying to be students. But I think what happens is that we take information in, we try and absorb it, but somewhere in our subconscious it says, yeah, that's good information, but it's different for me in my business or my circumstance or my life or my career or my job. That's not going to work for me. And we discard sometimes great information on the preface that we've already decided that it won't work. So our subconscious is actually counterproductive to us being, students of the world and continual active learning. And that was something that I certainly had within myself for a number of years. I'd go to conferences, I'd read books, I'd watch videos or whatever, and I'd find myself going, yeah, it doesn't quite work for me. And until one day I woke up and said, well, why wouldn't it work for you? You're not thinking laterally about the problem. You're not thinking laterally about how to find a solution. If you put your ego aside and maybe try and believe that there is a path for you, then you might actually absorb this information more significantly moving forward.
All right, Troy. And then this section of the book that I found most intriguing was the rewards of reward.
Yeah.
Explain what you mean by that, because this was a real good takeaway.
Yeah, so I had a lot of trouble getting my teams, and I had a number of different companies over 20 years, in fact, 10 different companies, and I had a lot of trouble getting my teams engaged in the business, and I was going about it the whole wrong way. I was not really listening to what their needs were, not really understanding what their personal vision was or what they wanted out of life, and then rewarding them accordingly. So essentially, I was rewarding the wrong thing. I was giving them stuff when they didn't want stuff. They just wanted, a pat on the back. I was giving them money when it wasn't about money. It was about maybe a bit more freedom in the business or a bit more latitude to be more creative or to have more management authority. I wasn't understanding what reward I should be applying to the individual. And then when I finally got that right and understood what they wanted out of life and rewarded that purpose that they had, then we had a much more cohesive team and they were really more engaged in the business.
Well, I found that to be a very exciting section. My guest is Troy Hazard. We're talking about future-proofing a business. Now, Troy, it's case study time. You admitted before, and it's not part of your intro, but you were in the media in Australia before coming to this country. So the case study is this: radio programming. Ad revenues are down right now. Yeah. New media is assailing radio. You've got things like podcasts, online video, which you're participating in here in the United States as well. Yeah. So give me an idea. How do you future-proof a radio show or a radio station given the current economic environment that we're in?
Yeah, look, I think, again, it comes back to thinking a bit laterally about the issue. I mean, a lot of people have been saying that social media is the new medium and it's going to take over the world, blah, blah, blah. But I'll put it to you, think back to the 1920s when radio first came around, the 1940s when television arrived, when color television arrived in the 60s, when the internet arrived in the 90s. All these things were great new things that were going to take over the world and dominate the way we communicated. I believe that social media is just another one of those tools, a very important tool, but it's not going to take over the world. Give it 5 or 6 years, someone's going to come up with something else. It'll be the next big, bright, shiny object we should all follow. But the answer to your opening question is, well, the media needs to do exactly the same thing. Any media, radio included, they need to look at it more laterally and say, well, this is part of my future. This is the way of the future. How do we interact with that? How do we take that on board as being part of our future in the media, in this industry, and try and take advantage of that rather than burying our heads in the sand and saying, well, maybe it'll come back to us if we're just here and be good people?
All right. My guest is Troy Hazard, author of the book Future Proofing Your Business. Troy, one of the quotes that you have in the book is that change is not an action, it's a consciousness.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a little bit of right brain, left coast thinking. What do you mean by that?
I think we all talk about change, and we all, you know, like we all set the alarm for 6 o'clock to go for a run and never get there because we hit snooze. We all, you know, talk about eating right, and we eat thin. Sorry, we think thin and eat fat. We all want to do strategic plans and business plans and, you know, write our, you know, thoughts of the future down, but we never go back and refer to those notes that we put down. So this is what I think is where it needs to become a consciousness. It needs to be something that's in your psyche every single day. Every moment that you wake up, you go, I have to remind myself that change is not just something I'm supposed to do at 6 a.m. when my alarm goes off. It's something I'm supposed to do all day long. And so everything I look at, I've got to look at it from a lateral perspective and say, how can I apply that to my future to make it part of the fabric of what I'm trying to achieve today?
All right. That makes it very clear. Troy, if you could give just one piece of advice to listeners to help them future-proof their business, what would that be?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I don't think it's one piece. It's a combination of many things that all need to appear on a daily basis. But for me, don't forget what you've learned in the last couple of years. I think what happens to many of us is that we go through the business cycle, we go through an economic shift, things are bad, then all of a sudden things are good, and while things are good, we forget that the things were bad 5 or 6 years earlier. And when it comes around again, we've forgotten how to deal with it. So my simple solution is, what you learned in the last 2-3 years needs to be the platform for how you deal with it in another 10 years when it comes around again. Don't forget what you've just been through. It's going to be your opportunity to capitalize on an obstacle that might occur in a few years' time.
All right. That's good advice. My guest is Troy Hazard, author of the book Future Proofing Your Business. Troy, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Future Proof Your Business?
My big thing, I think, is it's an introspective view of the world. I mean, I think in business we look at economic circumstances, we look at political circumstances, we look at environmental circumstances, and even in your opening comments, you know, the Fed's gone and done some stuff yesterday. Well, that's all in good. I think we have to take notice of those things. But at the end of the day, it's about looking introspectively at what you're doing to create your own future. These things are going to happen around you anyway, and some of them you can control, and some of them you can't. And in particular, we spend a lot of time focusing on things that we can't change. So for me, it's about understanding how you can take control of your destiny by looking introspectively at what you're doing today to protect your future of tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. My guest has been Troy Hazard, author of the book Future Proofing Your Business, Real Life Strategies to Prepare Your Business for Tomorrow, Today. Troy, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Just send them to TroyHazard.com.
And spell that for them, because people may not put one Z in your last name.
Well, that was the accent, too, I suppose. TroyHazard.com.
TroyHazard.com. Troy, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Billy.
Thanks. Take care.